This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A judge will allow members of Colorado's Republican Party to move forward with a push to oust their state party chair, Dave Williams. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva reports that critics continue to call those efforts invalid and illegal.
District Judge Thomas Henderson had originally issued a temporary restraining order, blocking those critics from meeting or voting on removing Williams. But on Tuesday, Henderson reversed his decision, saying the court did not have jurisdiction over what he called an internal party dispute on whether their central committee could meet or not. So the group says it will meet on August 24th to potentially oust Williams. The order is just the latest in a summer-long push to remove the embattled chair after a series of controversial decisions, including using party money for his own failed congressional campaign. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Colorado Democrats are expressing excitement over Vice President Kamala Harris's pick of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. Senator Michael Bennett noted Walz's longtime effort to end child poverty, while Congresswoman Diana DeGette called him a wonderful governor. Former Congressman Ed Perlmutter was elected to the House the same year as Walz. Perlmutter says his background will resonate with many.
So he's got a great track record politically. He's got a great track record personally. I mean, the teacher, the football coach, the veteran, and he's just a smart, good guy.
Republicans were quick to criticize the pick. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert called him an avowed socialist and likened him to Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. And you're listening to CPR News. Around Denver today, highs in the upper 90s, possible afternoon thunderstorms. For Montrose, the lower 90s, also a chance of afternoon storms. It's 6:06. It's CPR News.